Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox. I would like to welcome you to the Sunday Book Review. The Sunday Book Review is the series where I discuss books which impact the compliance practitioner, the legal professional, and the business professional. I hope you will enjoy this episode. Now, a quick word from the sponsor of the Compliance Podcast Network, Ethico.
Are your compliance efforts fragmented and cumbersome? Ethico's integrated disclosure solution is your answer. By unifying your processes, we bring clarity and efficiency to your compliance operations. Just imagine a system that not only streamlines, but also enhances your ability to make informed decisions. It's time to move away from scattered efforts to a cohesive, powerful compliance strategy. Discover the power of integration with Ethico. Start at ethico.com/CPN to book your demo and delve into our exclusive white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance. And you can also utilize our free ROI calculator. Unify, simplify, and amplify your compliance efforts today.
The Sunday Book Review for April 14, 2024, the Books on Compliance edition. Thought I might go back to our collective roots in compliance by taking a look at some of the top books for both beginners and professionals in compliance. Obviously, compliance is a complex and constantly evolving field. It's a minefield for the poorly informed business, but there's a large community of writers, both practitioners and experts, who simplify this compliance challenge. First up, Governance, Risk Management, and Compliance by Richard Sternberg. Sternberg founded Pricewaterhouse's Strategic Risk Services Division and is one of America's leading risk consultants. This text primarily aimed at senior execs and managers. It provides a good introduction to risk management from a boardroom perspective. Steinberg's book is a how-to guide for designing compliant processes and leadership structures. There's no better way to learn about integrating gold standard risk management practices into your business organization. Next, The Business Guide to Effective Compliance and Ethics by Tony Osborne and Andrew Hayward. They tackled a critical question: why is corporate compliance failing to prevent scandals and data breaches? Their answer is radically simple. Tick box checklists and compliance strategies based on documentation are not enough. Businesses need to be proactive and dynamic to build a culture of compliance. The book itself lays out a strategy to create a compliance management program that works. The authors contextualize compliance, focusing on benefits like trust and employee satisfaction. As with all good compliance books, the readers emerge empowered and clear on how to move forward. Next up, Fully Compliant: Compliance Training to Change Behavior by Travis Waugh. Fully Compliant connects three levers of human behavior: context, habit, motivation, to help organizations craft holistic compliance training programs that do more than just check the box. Waugh is a leading expert in compliance training, and if you struggle to convey compliance information to employees, this is the book for you. Fully Compliant says that it's not enough to tell employees about the consequences of noncompliance. Successful compliance programs immerse learners in real-life scenarios. Immersive learning induces long-term behavioral change and a critical component of continuous compliance strategy. And our final book is, in many ways, Me Saving the Best for Last: How to Be a Wildly Effective Compliance Officer by Christy Grant Hart. A well-known compliance practitioner, now with her own consulting company, Christy brings together disparate lines and tells you how to be successful in your role as a compliance officer. I hope you will read one or really all of these books, as they will help you in your compliance journey going forward. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast network is sponsored by Ethico, and I paired with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of your compliance program, and Ethico has prepared an ROI calculator, so check out both. I hope you'll check out the latest edition to the Compliance Podcast Network, the Compliance Tip of the Day, where each day in 5 minutes, I give you one compliance tip that you can incorporate or aggregate several tips together. I know you'll enjoy this new show. Another new podcast is Culture Crafters, where together with Sam Silverstein, we talk about corporate culture and how to improve it. If you have a category of books you'd like explored on the Sunday Book Review, please shoot me an email at tfox@tfoxlaw.com. The Sunday Book Review is a production of the award-winning Compliance Podcast Network.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.